Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Paul, I guess you and your fellow financial advisors were quiet over the weekend, but OPEC was busy, and what they did, that cut, is that going to mean any change in gas prices for us?
I don't think so, because I think really the amount that they increased the production is the amount that they're cutting right now. And what they increased after Biden went to Saudi Arabia was really more symbolic than it was anything else. When you take a look at the total dollar amount of barrels of oil, there really wasn't a lot that they increased their production. They're still producing a little bit less than they normally would at this point. I think the bigger news is what's happening with Russia and the shutdown of the Nord natural gas pipeline. And that's having a huge impact on Europe. And that'll eventually trickle its way around the world.
Do you think the markets are going to finish strong today after what looks like a positive start here earlier?
Yeah. You know, we're starting out, and we've had two terrible weeks in the last couple of weeks. The markets have been down pretty consistently since Jackson Hole, and I think we're getting a little bit of a bounce of buying the dip mentality here that some investors are stepping in. But we've seen the last two or three trading days where the market starts out good and winds up near the lows of the day. So the jury is still out. I'm still a little pessimistic on the markets overall, at least for the next couple of weeks or so, until we start to see some inflation data and hopefully see that come down significantly in the with the next couple of reports.
And wait before buying the Rolls Royce
yes,
today.
The Lamborghini's okay. The Rolls Royce, I'd hold off on.
I know you wrote on your blog that it could not have been a better employment report that we got. But the initial market cheer turned sour by the end of the day. How come?
It did, and it refers back to what happened with Russia. When they shut down the pipeline, they said, you know, hey, we have some servicing we need to do in the pipeline. We have some issues with it, so we're just going to shut it down right now until we get it fixed. Take that for what it's worth. I'm not taking it at face value, but that is at that point when that announcement was made, the markets turned lower on Friday and traded down the rest of the day. So we saw a huge turn in the market. We were up 1% and finished down about 1%. So big turnaround on Friday. But the employment report had a little bit of everything for everybody. So you got wage inflation coming down a little bit. You saw participation rates going up. So people were out looking for jobs. Even though the unemployment rate went up a little bit, the total jobs created was pretty much in line with expectations. So generally a good report, and I think the one that the Fed is going to be focusing on is wage growth. Again, it's an input into the overall inflation picture.
A lot of financial strategists like you are talking about the possibility that inflation could turn to deflation. I'm not sure I understand why, and I don't know that I understand what deflation really is.
It's possible, and here's one of the metrics that some those that are looking at it are arguing for is the monetary stock, or the amount of money that's floating around in the system, has been actually coming down. There was a huge amount of pump coming in after COVID, and part of the overall easing process that the Fed went through. That has entirely reversed, and the money stock now is contracting at its fastest rate since 1980. So if that is true, and that's part of the reason why we have the inflation picture now, because a lot of money was put into the system. A lot of money is now being withdrawn from the system, and that may lead to deflation. But that's probably mid to late 2023 phenomenon, if it happens at all. I mean, a lot has to change between now and then, but that's one of the early signs that some are pointing to, that inflation indeed will be coming down fairly dramatically over the next year.
And is that why you're thinking the economic outlook is likely to be much worse next year than it is right now?
I think so, because the Fed monetary policy operates with a lag. So the Fed raises rates this month. The impact of the economy won't be for another 6 to 9 months. And the Fed has raised rates by 50 to 75 basis points, which is dramatic given their historical norm of usually 0.25%. And we're just now starting to feel the impacts of January's increase. We haven't really felt the next two increases that follow January, and there's another 0.5 to 0.75% that they're talking about for the end of this month. Mm-hmm. So I think they are working with are being very aggressive in their monetary policy, and I think that's going to have a full impact by mid-year next year.
And housing prices still haven't come down, have they?
They haven't. I mean, activity has come down, so you're not seeing as many people going out and buying houses, but the prices are still fairly high. Mortgage rates have moved up. They're about 5.5% or so now for a 30-year fixed, which was at 3 at the beginning of the year. Those rates will continue to move up a little bit. There may be, again, we're waiting for housing to come down. We're still seeing a fair amount of building. There's just not enough inventory of housing right now, and I think it's the supply that's keeping the prices high at this point.
Paul Nolte, Kingsview Senior VP. Appreciate it. Talk to you next Tuesday morning.
Absolutely. Take care.